the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County.
It's a beautiful day.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
And we welcome you to the Wake Up Crew. It is Taco Tuesday. That's right, September 23rd, episode 1748. And it's only 11 days until fall break. Oh, that's going to be nice. Fall break.
Ooh.
Yeah. All the little kitties will be home.
Mm.
Oakland at Blackman will be Friday. That's a big game.
Wow.
That'll be on WGNS and Big G TV. MTSU's at Kennesaw State on Saturday. Airtime is 3:30 p.m. for that one. Vanderbilt hosts Utah State. Tennessee is at Ole Miss. And the Titans at Houston this weekend. And the show is sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. Got a big announcement coming up here before long about America's Thrift Stores. Big savings alert, Murfreesboro.
Alert, alert, alert.
America's Thrift Stores open soon with thousands of new items every day. Thousands. Shop name brand clothing and home goods up to 70% off. New store every day at americathrift.com/Murfreesboro.
That was my big alert alarm.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
Kind of covered up everything he was saying.
I thought I could hear you loud and clear, John.
I'm sure you could.
Let's not fight, fellas. It's
you said you had a big announcement today, and I've been waiting.
I've got to do the song of the day first.
Okay.
Okay. Then the big announcement. All right, our song of the day, song's about fall. This comes from Nat King Cole.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips. The summer kisses. Sunburned hands. I used to.
You know, that song just got ruined for me.
Since you
really did.
Away,
oh, geez. That's Nat King Cole with Autumn Leaves
when
celebrating
I
fall.
Hear Nat King Cole, like his voice, I always just go Christmas.
I know. It's really hard
every
not
time.
To. That, I do that with Andy Williams.
Uh-huh.
Every time I see Andy, we hear Andy Williams.
Michael Bublé.
Robert Goulet. Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey for sure.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm sure Mariah doesn't care anymore.
Big announcement
Mariah
time.
Mariah doesn't carry anymore.
Big announcement time.
Big announcement.
That's all we could get for big announcement time. Okay. It is National Biscuit Month.
Oh, wow.
Not just today. It is National Biscuit Month. We ought to all go down to Loveless Cafe and get some of their delicious biscuits.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. We could also hit Twin Yoke, who has some incredible biscuits.
Well, Loveless has a thing because it's National Biscuit Month.
Uh-huh.
You can go and get these specialty biscuits.
Mm.
One is, for instance, biscuit with, I think, steak and macaroni and cheese. Another one is strawberries and strawberry jam with whipped cream on a biscuit.
Nice.
Yeah. And right now, my love right now, though, is because the coach's show is sponsored by McDonald's of Murfreesboro, is Dalton's concoction. And tell them what it is, Dalton, because it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, hold on. So this year on the coach's show, we have swapped from exclusively sausage biscuits to sausage and chicken biscuits. And I have tried it, and it's good. Solid chicken biscuit.
But
I said, you know what would be really good? Some honey. Mm. So I went to the gas station.
Of all places, I still can't believe that's where you found that.
And I bought a bottle of honey and brought it up here, and it changed the game.
Yeah, it sure did. I hope we didn't even tell the coaches about it. I mean,
it's in there. They can see it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they're welcome to it, but we don't just go, hey, try the chicken and honey.
Try the chicken
biscuit.
And honey.
Oh, man, that is so good.
You've tried it, correct?
I have.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It changes. It changes the whole game. So my order from Twin Yoke is they have a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, and it is incredible. They make their own biscuits fresh every morning, and I mean, it's real good. They only have gravy on the weekends, though, so I've never gone
when they had gravy with it
and gotten gravy. So,
and gravy's a make or break.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if the gravy's not good,
no,
then it can make the biscuit not good either. We'll talk a little bit more about it and find out. I'll give you all time to think about it a little bit.
Yeah, we got to figure out what's your favorite biscuit.
Where's your favorite biscuit, and where do you get it from? Whether it's mama made them or a restaurant or whatever.
What, my mama?
We'll come up and take care of another segment talking about biscuits. 6:17. Excuse me.
An active weather pattern in store across the region over the next several days. Scattered showers and storms are likely tonight with a low temperature of 67 degrees. South winds at 5 to 10. Could see some fairly heavy rainfall, up to an inch of rain in a few spots. And rain continues Tuesday with scattered showers and storms. Another inch of rain likely across much of the area, high around 86 degrees. Wednesday, scattered storms and a high temperature of 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from News Radio WGNS with a reminder that you can download the Weatherology app on your phone for the forecast at your fingertips. We can even send weather bulletins directly to your phone. Download the Weatherology app today. It's free in the App Store.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Late night in baseball, but there's a key game in San Diego going on. Bottom of the eighth, Padres and Brewers tied 3-3. The Brewers clinched the NL Central title yesterday. The Padres can clinch a playoff berth with a victory. The regular season ends this Sunday. San Francisco's losing again. Bottom of the ninth in the Bay Area. Cardinals up 6-5 on the Giants. The Detroit Lions took the Monday night football game at Baltimore 38-30. Two touchdown runs each for Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. The latter had 12 carries, 151 yards rushing. Lamar Jackson did have three touchdown passes in defeat, but he was sacked seven times. Edge rusher Nick Bosa of San Francisco is out for the year with a torn ACL. Cardinals running back James Conner is out for the season. He'll have foot surgery. Dallas wide receiver CeeDee Lamb could miss a month with an ankle injury. And Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl retired. His son Stephen was promoted to head coach.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew, powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use, and they can learn more about electric vehicles. All that and more at MTE.com. Boy, I'll tell you what, we talking about biscuits have made me extremely hungry right now.
I could go for a biscuit. I could go for some biscuit and gravy. We'll do this later, but I have a list of the top 10 places, restaurants to get a biscuit in Murfreesboro.
What's your favorite, Brian? I really like a Hardy biscuit.
Hardy's hard to beat.
I would probably put them up there. I like their sausage biscuit, too. I like their sausage.
I like McDonald's. It's a different kind of biscuit.
Yeah, it's a little tougher. You know who's got a really good biscuit, and they don't have breakfast, but Popeye's. They give you a biscuit with your, if you order a meal there, and it's really, it's dry, but it's a really, the flavor on that is excellent.
KFC biscuit's not bad.
It's hard to make a bad biscuit.
That's true.
It really is hard.
And I've had some bad ones.
Yeah.
I kind of like Wendy's biscuit too, especially the chicken and honey biscuit, because it's very soft.
What? They may have a chicken and honey biscuit at
Wendy's?
They have
a honey butter biscuit.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's hard to beat.
I still think, like, I need to get you guys, we need to go on one of our Saturday excursions following the coach's show. We need to go to Twin Yoke so you can give it a second chance and you can try it.
Will they still be serving breakfast by the time we get there?
They only serve breakfast. So
they close, don't they, on Saturday?
Yeah. I don't think they close till like 2 or something. Okay. So,
like brunch. Yeah.
But they're.
I'm always up for brunch.
Megan likes their waffle. Megan's on record saying it's the best waffle she's ever had.
Really?
Now, she was pregnant. So, you know, she could have just really wanted a waffle, but.
Well, maybe that may be true, too. Jamie Demas is today's good neighbor of the day for his hard work and dedication managing the new Demas's location inside the MTSU Student Union Building. Jamie Demas was going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
If you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, we have made it pretty easy to do that. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways to get them here. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why. That's what we need from you. And once you get that in, we'll take care of the rest. Also taking these birthdays and anniversaries for September 23rd on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. 615-893-1450. Call or text.
Well, today is Technology Education Day, so if you don't know how to work technology, it's time to learn. Get you some education.
I tell you, these kids nowadays know more about computers than I do. I mean, they just blow me, and phones.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they know how to work them. So I don't know if not allowing them in school is going to hurt them in terms of how to operate one.
They got computers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. We're going to continue our salute of National Biscuit Month, and much more here, because it's Taco Tuesday, too. All that and more here on The Wake Up Crew.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Game day is coming, and are you ready to represent the Blue Raiders? At Raider Tees, we've got the largest selection of officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear in town. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, even tailgating essentials. You name it, we've got it. No more searching through random stores. Everything you need is right here at 111 East MTCS Road, right across from MTCS. Get game day ready at Raider Tees. Bigger, better, and go blue.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Lundley. More information today in a double murder case out of Overton County. The TBI says the shooting scene happened on Freeman Lane in Rickman just before noon Sunday, where two victims were discovered. Reports say the suspected shooter, identified now as Peyton Nations, fled the scene in a vehicle. A short time later, police say a fisherman reportedly saw Nations at a rural boat ramp pushing that vehicle into Sitter Hill Lake. Authorities began to search the area and found the suspect near I-40 and mile marker 283. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. A man says he was attacked by someone in a gorilla suit in downtown Nashville, and now two young people are in custody. The assault happened at 2nd Avenue North and Broadway on Sunday. The victim was reportedly kicked, punched, and put in a headlock before his shoes were stolen. Officers spotted someone in a gorilla suit and a man in a Hawaiian shirt crossing a pedestrian bridge. An 18-year-old wearing the suit was arrested. His 22-year-old friend was also taken into custody. Both face felony robbery charges. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
Average gasoline prices in Tennessee have risen 1.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.75 today, according to Gas Buddy's survey. Prices are unchanged versus a month ago, standing at 1.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.7 cents compared to a week ago at $3.66 per gallon today. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the crew. We've got good neighbor events, weather, traffic, and the entertainment report with Matt Wolf. All coming up later on this hour. And Dalton, you have a list of the top, 10?
Yes.
Okay.
These are the top 10 places in Murfreesboro to get a breakfast biscuit. Now, these are all sit-down restaurants, not fast food.
Okay.
So, Hardee's is not going to make the list. That doesn't mean that they don't have a great biscuit. It's just not a sit-down type restaurant. And it starts at number 10 with Three Mothers Cuisine and Bakery.
Where's that at?
That is somewhere. It's in Murfreesboro. Three Mothers. I can't remember. I've been. Three Mothers.
Oh, that's okay. You can do it later.
That's on Memorial Boulevard.
Okay.
In that, you know where El Toro Mexican restaurant is? That little shopping center right next to it.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bakery in there. Three Mothers. Just Love Coffee and Cafe.
I didn't know they have biscuit sandwiches there. Okay.
So you can get biscuit and biscuit sandwich. Number 8 on the list is the All American Cafe. And I'm not sure where that's at either. We get some quick support on the All American Cafe. They come in. They have a biscuit sandwich. And now this is it, like a... they have brunch there, so if you go at brunch time, you can get that.
They are on 2805 Old Fort Parkway, Suite L.
Suite L on Old Fort Parkway. That's the All-American Cafe. Coming in at number 7 on the list, maybe a little low, Sylvan Park.
Yeah, Sylvan I would Park. Say they're a little low, but they've got a good biscuit gravy.
With 4.3 out of 5 stars on here. And gravy.
Their gravy tasted more like homemade than...
Their gravy is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good at Sylvan Park. Next up on the list is Puckett's Restaurant. And I have not had their biscuits and gravy. I always go at dinner. I've not had their breakfast, really.
They used to have a buffet. I don't know if they still do that on the weekends. We went one time to their buffet. I think we got there early enough after church or something.
But. And I like Puckett's. I'm sure their biscuit and gravy is good, so... next on the list, now this is not biscuit and gravy, just biscuit, Donut Country. And I have had their sausage biscuit, and it's really good. So.
They have a lot of surprising things at Donut Country.
They do. They got like a bologna sandwich. And
yeah, the chicken salad's supposed to be out of this world,
that's
too.
That's what I've heard. Donut Country, you can get you a biscuit there. Brunch and Brew Cafe, which is over on Northfield, used to be... We've been 100 times. They got the omelets on Northfield. Donut place, new orange building, orange logo.
Dunkin'?
No, it's not a chain. It's a donut place. Donut.
Joe's.
Joe and Doe. Used to be Joe and Doe.
Oh.
Is now called Brunch and Brew. They changed their name. I've never had their biscuit and gravy. They have a really good waffle, really good apple fritter, but apparently their biscuits are good enough to get them the number 4 spot on the list.
Wow. I had their biscuit with something. It was good.
Okay. Well, that's it. He says it's good.
That's the whole list?
No. We got 3 more.
Are you going to wait? Are we going to? Yeah, we're going to. Let's tease the audience. We'll do it next time.
Do you want to?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
When I said that's it, I meant like he gave his stamp of approval.
Keep them wanting more. When they're letting their kids off, they'll want to stay in the school parking lot just to hear this.
I mean, the top three's got to be some good spots.
Yeah, got to be. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Going to keep you fairly busy today, Brian.
Yep,
got fairly
four.
Busy. Mm-hmm. In 1926, upset of the decade, Gene Tunney beats defending champion Jack Dempsey by a 10-round unanimous decision at the Sesquicentennial Stadium, later known as JFK Stadium, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the World Heavyweight Boxing title. 1955, Kalijah, single recorded by Hank Williams.
Someday he told Kalijah.
So that's not called Liga. That's what it looks like. Called Liga.
Because his heart was made of knotty pine.
They don't make words like that anymore.
No.
1957, That'll Be the Day by Buddy Holly and the Crickets reached number one.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
In 1962, ABC's first color TV series, The Jetsons by Hanna-Barbera, first broadcast. Jane! Boy, that was so much like the Flintstones. Very similar.
Restroom.
see what's in his brain. 1969, Northern Star and Illinois University newspaper start rumors that Paul McCartney's dead.
And he was?
No, he's not dead.
Might be.
No, he's still alive.
It's fake Paul. He's fake.
And in 1969, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, directed by George Roy Hill and starring Paul Newman and the late Robert Redford, premieres.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but
that's funny that that's so close to his death.
Isn't it really?
Yeah. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks with Rewind. More to come on the Wake Up Crew.
I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining.
This is CBS Rewind.
This date in 1986. The NBC debut of...
Are you sure you're not hungry?
Alf.
The brisket is very good today.
It was a huge hit.
I forgot to light the oven.
September 22nd, 1994.
Hey, everybody. This is Rachel.
The NBC debut...
It's Chandler and Phoebe and Joey. And you remember my brother Ross?
Of Friends.
Sure.
And this date in 2003. Gordon Jump.
Whatever became of...
Arthur Carlson on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yes, God is my witness.
Died of lung disease at 71.
I thought turkeys could fly.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
And I'm Elf, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
An active weather pattern in store across the region over the next several days. Scattered showers and storms are likely tonight with a low temperature of 67 degrees. South winds at 5 to 10. Could see some fairly heavy rainfall, up to an inch of rain in a few spots. And rain continues Tuesday with scattered showers and storms. Another inch of rain likely across much of the area, high around 86 degrees. Wednesday, scattered storms and a high temperature of 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center.
Good afternoon. We got some weather affecting the traffic flow out in Rutherford County right now. It's a little bit slow, 24 eastbound near 840. Again, dodging some nasty thunderstorms in certain parts of Rutherford. It looks like some of them may be moving into Wilson County as well. Extra travel time out here. It's slow. 40 westbound on the west side there at Whitebridge Road, 46th Avenue, 65. Starting to slow down to the north up through Madison. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make it STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
For over 78 years, WGNS has been giving you the local news and events that happen in this community. We still do it. Thanks for tuning in. You've heard us talking about beekeeping on the radio and how it's getting more and more popular. You need to attend the Rutherford County Beekeepers Association meeting. That's on the first Monday of each month at 7 o'clock in the evening, first Monday. The next one is Monday, October the 6th. Oh yes, St. Luke's Catholic Church is having their International Fall Festival. That's on Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th. St. Luke Catholic Church is on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. We Remember You, a dementia caregiver support group that meets on the second Tuesday of each month at the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's on Willow Oak Trail, just down from the Avenue of Murfreesboro. Now don't forget the Puppy Plunge is this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free. Bring your pups, and they'll enjoy a cool-off in the SportsCom outdoor pool. Again, it's free this Saturday morning at 10 at SportsCom. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
When I don't know what time it is, I look down at my Longines watch. I think Longines offers the best quality for the price, and that's why I recommend you to get a Longines watch from Bell Jewelers. Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Here at Bell Jewelers, our showcase is very full with Longines watches. We just got a huge shipment in. We got the top lines like Conquest, Legend Diver, and Zulu Time, and many of the other ones as well. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew. Burning question for you, Dalton. Did Dr. Octopus lose his tentacles in No Way Home? Spider-Man No Way Home. I mean, I know they changed him. He became good again.
See, the way I watched that movie is they changed them all back to good, and then they went back and all died.
Oh, okay.
Because when they say in the movie is that they moved, like, right before their death. Like, all of those villains came in right before they died.
Oh, so they just Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire died too, isn't it?
Well, not him, oh. I don't think, but okay. The villains. That's what they say.
Okay.
Like, they all...
Okay, because you can't change history.
He was probably down in the river already.
No, I got you. Okay. That didn't clear up anything for me. But anyway, how about you, Dalton? I mean, what's your name? Brian? What about the dad joke?
You know, I realized I have a road rage problem.
Really?
Yeah, especially when my granddaughter shouted, "Pick a lane already!"
That wasn't as bad as yesterday.
No. I don't know that I get it.
She's still in her car seat.
She's still in, yeah. Road rage problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a barely thumbs up.
I guess I'll agree.
Reluctantly. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief, ABC says Jimmy Kimmel Live will air again on Tuesday night after days of thoughtful conversations. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says the company is also explaining its decision to suspend Kimmel over his comments about Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin.
Disney, the parent company of ABC, said in a statement that we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country.
President Trump says acetaminophen used in Tylenol increases the risk of autism in newborn babies. Trump says the government is recommending women limit Tylenol during pregnancy unless medically necessary.
What can you take instead? It's actually, there's not an alternative to that. And as you know, other of the medicines are absolutely proven bad. I mean, they've been proven bad with the aspirins and the Advils and others.
The American Academy of Pediatrics called the event, quote, filled with dangerous claims and misleading information. CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A debate over transparency is unfolding across Tennessee as Representative Caleb Hemmer considers legal action against the Department of Education for failing to provide timely information on the state's new school voucher program. The program, approved by lawmakers in January, uses public funds to send students to private schools, and more than 42,000 families have applied. Yet, key details such as county-level data and the number of scholarships awarded remain undisclosed. Hemmer said that the lack of answers is deeply troubling, especially given fraud issues in other states. Despite this, some families are seeing results. Parent Yadira Cauldron shared that her daughter, who struggled in public schools for 11 years, is finally thriving at her new private school thanks to a voucher. Concerns about access extend beyond education, as a new analysis from Think Tennessee reveals continued challenges with voter participation. Although Tennessee saw a 64% turnout in the last presidential election, down from 2020 but still higher than previous cycles, it ranks low nationally. Factors include restrictions like the 30-day advance voter registration and mail-only absentee ballots. The report highlighted disparities by county and emphasized persistent barriers for people with disabilities and those with felony convictions. Deidre Harper with Organized Tennessee said outdated precinct setups and complex reinstatement processes further suppress turnout. With early voting for a special congressional election beginning on September 17th, advocates hope that more competitive races will spark greater civic engagement across counties, including here at home. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Play an old guitar, dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn.
You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Lundley. More information today in a double murder case out of Overton County. The TBI says the shooting scene happened on Freeman Lane in Rickman just before noon Sunday, where two victims were discovered. Reports say the suspected shooter, identified now as Peyton Nations, fled the scene in a vehicle. A short time later, police say a fisherman reportedly saw Nations at a rural boat ramp pushing that vehicle into Center Hill Lake. Authorities began to search the area and found the suspect near I-40 and mile marker 283. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. A man says he was attacked by someone in a gorilla suit in downtown Nashville, and now two young people are in custody. The assault happened at 2nd Avenue North and Broadway on Sunday. The victim was reportedly kicked, punched, and put in a headlock before his shoes were stolen. Officers spotted someone in a gorilla suit and a man in a Hawaiian shirt crossing a pedestrian bridge. An 18-year-old wearing the suit was arrested. His 22-year-old friend was also taken into custody. Both face felony robbery charges. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, Remembering World War II.
Average gasoline prices in Tennessee have risen 1.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.75 today, according to Gas Buddy's survey. Prices are unchanged versus a month ago, standing at 1.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.7 cents compared to a week ago at $3.66 per gallon today. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Discover hidden treasures at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're searching for stylish clothing, sturdy furniture, or even large appliances, we've got them all at prices that you'll love. But here's the best part. 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, serving over 70 families a day. Your shopping dollars go straight back into the community, making a real impact. Shop smart and give back at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 is our time. I just want to tell you, it's going to be pretty warm out there today.
Yep.
We're going to have some showers this week, though.
That's 30, a change.
30-40%, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think each day. So, you know, look out for shower. Might take an umbrella.
No, I just don't.
I got a new golf bag for my birthday.
Walk through the rain. Be a man.
Nice.
I took the umbrella that goes with that one bag and had to switch it. That's what made me think about umbrellas. But, yeah, I've got a nice bag. Yeah. They got a good deal on it, too. They found it on Facebook Marketplace.
You got brand
new. No,
oh,
brand
wow.
new. But just about brand new, which makes me wonder, is it going to fall apart in like 2 days?
You just crumbles, yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, we're talking birthdays. No, we're talking biscuits.
Talking biscuits.
National birthday.
We are talking birthdays.
National Biscuit Month. All right, I got it.
You got a bag for your birthday.
That's right.
So we were talking birthdays.
We're still on birthdays.
But it is. It's National Biscuit Month. We've been counting down the top 10 biscuits in Murfreesboro.
Could you run down the first?
These are our sit-down restaurants. So these are not like fast food biscuits. So like Hardee's didn't make the list.
Popeye's is considered fast food too, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Right. Coming in. And that's not like breakfast. They don't have breakfast.
Right.
But coming in at number 10 was Three Mothers Cuisine and Bakery. Coming in at number 9 was Just Love Cafe in Murfreesboro. Number 8, All American Cafe. Number 7, Sylvan Park. Number 6, Puckett's Restaurant. Number 5, Donut Country. Number 4, Brunch and Brew Cafe. That catches us up now to number 3, a place I've been bragging on all morning, Twin Yoke Cafe. Which is a strictly breakfast place.
Would it be your number 1?
Probably in my heart.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree with this list number 1. Okay. It's really good. Their number two, I have not had, so I can't give my opinion. It's Goodness Gracious Restaurant and Catering. That's in that's in the Fountains on Medical Center. Yeah. I've heard it's really good, but I've never been. It is a breakfast brunch type place.
Let me ask someone who's well versed in going out to eat. Brian, have you been to Goodness Gracious for a biscuit?
I have not.
Okay, well.
It seems up his alley. He loves a brunch place.
I've heard it's good.
He loves brunch. And number one, a place I've been many times on my list of favorites, is Maple Street Biscuit Company, mm-hmm. which is over off Medical Center. And it's really good. Their gravy is what gets me. I don't know that I've had just a biscuit, but their gravy is top notch.
Now they're located over there with Home Goods.
Julie's Bakery.
They're actually like on the back side of Julie's Bakery, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. And they've got what they call on their menu extreme biscuit and gravy, which is like two biscuits, big biscuits with a hot gravy on it, a gravy with hot sauce, piece of sausage, and two fried eggs. And ooh, it is very good.
That's 7,000 calories.
Yeah, it's got to be ridiculous. Wow. And last time we went, they gave us free cinnamon biscuits before, like as an appetizer. They were little biscuits with cinnamon in them, and they drizzled them with like icing.
Wow. Did you go with Dad on that one?
We did. We went on one of our Sunday lunches.
And your critique of that?
I love it there. Okay. Their sausage is, I mean, their gravy is just a little spicy.
I put hot sauce in it. It's pink. It's real good.
Oh, you like it.
You can get it not spicy. You just have to order it that way. But I always forget about that.
So you don't disagree with the number one?
I don't. For their biscuit and gravy. I don't know. I think Twin Yolk has a better biscuit.
Well, Twin Yolk finished third.
Yes.
They haven't been around that long. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good for this list. They update. This is a Yelp list. Those update regularly. So,
well,
a lot of people don't know where Twin Yolk is. Brian, tell them where it is.
Well, I have no idea.
Okay, it's on Church Street.
Yeah.
In that old strip mall that
it's
used to
called
kind
something.
Of a, kind of go square.
Oh, that's where the Chinese restaurant was there forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
So Twin Yolk is in the Chinese restaurant. I know that because they kept all the furniture. So,
yeah. It is when you sit down.
It's a little hole in the wall type, but all the chairs.
So is it
the
on the
chairs,
very end?
No, it's kind of
second
in the
or
front,
third.
Front, second, third building. Yeah.
Well, there was a Chinese restaurant right there in the very front.
But
of
they've
that,
got a
but,
nice.
Yeah.
They've got a nice. They've got a it's really clean. I mean, it's really clean, organized and stuff.
It's open. But they do. They have all the chairs and booths and stuff from a Chinese restaurant. And you can tell.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. Again, you've bailed me out again 2 days in a row.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I know. I use you a lot, other guy.
Well, he's got a whole pack. He's got a folder that's as thick as the Bible over there.
Yeah, he's
got
to do catch up on Wednesday. All right. Birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 63 BC, Augustus Caesar was born, the first Roman emperor.
Happy birthday. The month of August named after him.
That's correct.
Very good.
Yeah. In 1838, Victoria Woodhull, American civil rights activist, and she was an 1872 presidential candidate.
I wonder why they didn't name his birthday month.
I think they did.
Initially,
so he was
changed.
Born before August existed, so September would have been now. Does that make sense?
No, but yeah.
Well, it's
I'm
August.
Surprised they didn't name it September after me.
Well, it's
that's
August
true.
And then Ding-timber. September. You know, August it's didn't exist yet.
In 1930, Ray Charles, American singer and pianist who pioneered soul music.
Keeps Georgia on my mind.
Jamie Foxx, what a talent.
That's true.
He can sing, he does impressions. You ever heard him do Donald Trump? It's amazing.
Is it?
Tom Lester, American actor in 1938 of Green Acres. 1949, Bruce Springsteen, American singer and songwriter. And keep that going, I'll do the birthdays. Joy DeBlanc, Jamie Fitzpatrick, Rosie Smithia, Patrick Curtis, and Christian Dunlap all have birthdays today. And that's going to take us up to the weather at 6:55.
An X
active weather pattern in store across the region over the next several days. Scattered showers and storms are likely tonight with a low temperature of 67 degrees. South winds at 5 to 10. Could see some fairly heavy rainfall, up to an inch of rain in a few spots. And rain continues Tuesday with scattered showers and storms. Another inch of rain likely across much of the area, high around 86 degrees. Wednesday, scattered storms and a high temperature of 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. We got some weather affecting the traffic flow out in Rutherford County right now. It's a little bit slow. 24 eastbound near 840. Again, dodging some nasty thunderstorms in certain parts of Rutherford. Looks like some of maybe moving into Wilson County as well. Extra travel time out here. It's slow. 40 westbound on the west side there at Whitebridge Road, 46th Avenue, 65 starting to slow down to the north up through Madison. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make it STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting,
chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore.
Were you trying to buy Taylor Swift movie tickets this weekend? Oh, don't worry. We'll talk about that. Or did you watch the season premiere of Tulsa King?
Special Agent Musso.
Why am I here, Musso?
Kevin Pollak joins the cast with Sylvester Stallone. He told me how it is going toe-to-toe with Sly.
Yeah, no, he's an extraordinarily generous scene partner. We end up improvising, and to be invited into that is exceptional.
A new episode of Tulsa King is streaming now on Paramount+. Taylor Swift crashed AMC's site for advance tickets to the official release party of a Showgirl movie that'll coincide with the new album release October 3rd. Count on everything melting that day. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58. Brian, tell them how you can be a birthday winner. What happens? Real quick. You got 10 seconds.
Call, text 615-893-1450 and join on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
There's still time to get your name in, by the way. Jamie Demas is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for his hard work and dedication managing the new Demas location inside the MTSU Student Union Building. That must be fun. That's got to be fun.
I bet it is.
And he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
You can nominate someone as Good Neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
All right. Don't forget, we've got news coming up here at the top of the hour in just mere moments. Here on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, opening very, very, very soon. And lots of savings, thousands of new items every day. It's like a brand new store every time you walk in. Up to 70% off name brand clothing and home goods. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Middle Tennessee Boulevard, where you can find America's Thrift.
Got a good show coming up, huh?
I have
next
no idea.
Hour?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. 7 o'clock is our time.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS. Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President's message to pregnant women.
Don't take Tylenol.
Kimmel set to return to TV.
We got word that our long national late nightmare is over.
Long-awaited deal takes shape.
TikTok will be owned by a majority of American investors.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's been pushback from the scientific community after President Trump urged pregnant women not to take acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol. CBS's Dr. John LaPook reports he claimed it can increase the risk of autism in children.
If you're pregnant, don't take Tylenol.
Without providing detailed new evidence, on Monday, President Trump reversed decades of medical advice given to pregnant women, urging expectant mothers to avoid taking medicine containing acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol. According to the administration, using acetaminophen during pregnancy is associated with an increased risk of autism. The Food and Drug Administration plans to initiate a safety label change to reflect the new advice.
So obviously, people are scared.
Dr. Stephen Fleischman is the president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
You should not, under any circumstances, avoid taking acetaminophen if you have a fever early in pregnancy.
The maker of Tylenol said, "We believe independent, sound science clearly shows that taking acetaminophen does not cause autism. It's the safest pain reliever option for pregnant women."
Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to late night TV tonight after Disney ended his suspension. His removal from the air touched off a free speech debate. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti reports Sinclair, the owner of some ABC affiliates, vows not to carry the show.
Our friend Jimmy Kimmel will be back on the air.
Late night show hosts rejoiced Jimmy Kimmel's return to television tonight.
Jimmy Kimmel!
It was last Wednesday that Disney, the parent company of ABC, took the show off the air because Kimmel said this.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
On Monday, Disney said the decision was made to bench Kimmel because the comments were, quote, ill-timed and insensitive. But after, quote, having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday.
President Trump addresses the United Nations General Assembly today for the first time since returning to the White House. He also meets with Arab leaders about the war in Gaza. The White House is revealing basic details of the agreement that it says will save TikTok for more than 170 million Americans who use it. CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
This proposal, it would take the U.S. operations of TikTok and it would move it over into a new American joint venture. And it would create and license a copy of that all-important TikTok algorithm, and it would be controlled by this new American joint venture. Now, Oracle, that's an American technology firm. It would do the security for this, it would retrain the algorithm, and it would be owned majority by American investors.
CBS News has learned the Secret Service has dismantled a network of server farms, including 100,000 SIM cards, and abandoned buildings in the New York City area. Officials say the network was so powerful it could send up to 30 million text messages a minute, potentially shutting down the city's cellular network. It was allegedly used by several foreign governments to communicate with organized crime gangs and drug cartels. No arrests have been made so far. CBS's Michael Wallace tells us President Trump has signed an order targeting Antifa.
His executive order declares the anti-fascist movement a domestic terrorist organization and threatens to investigate and prosecute donors who financially support Antifa. But many legal experts say the order lacks teeth because there is no federal domestic terrorism law. The government can only label overseas groups terrorist organizations. Plus, Antifa is more of a philosophy than a group. It has no listed leader or members who could be charged or bank accounts that could be frozen.
It's the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Supreme Court said it will consider expanding President Trump's power to shape independent agencies by overturning a nearly century-old decision limiting when presidents can fire board members. The court also allowed Trump to carry out the firing of Rebecca Slaughter, a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission, while the case plays out. California has banned most law enforcement officers from wearing masks during official duties beginning in January, a measure targeting immigration enforcement agents. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Assayle says ICE will not comply with that.
The reason the officers wear face masks is because you have radical people, left-wing extremists, who are trying to dox and intimidate and harass and follow and stalk our agents to keep them from doing their job, which is immigration enforcement.
The Secret Service has arrested a man on a charge that he shined a laser pointer at Marine One while President Trump was aboard the helicopter over the weekend. The charge is a felony punishable by a maximum prison sentence of 5 years. A federal judge is set to sentence a woman who pleaded guilty for her role in a scheme that would have forced the auction of Elvis Presley's Graceland estate in Memphis. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Two fake entities created notices in local newspapers that they had foreclosed on the property and that they were now the owners of Graceland and essentially threatened to sell the property on the open market unless the heirs to Lisa Marie Presley pay them $2.85 million.
Spirit Airlines says it plans to furlough 1,800 flight attendants before the end of the year. That's about a third of the staff. Spirit filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last month for the second time in a year. At a time of major change at some colleges and universities, prestigious rankings remain about the same.
The top three 2026 best national universities, Princeton, MIT, and Harvard. The best national liberal arts colleges are Williams College, Amherst, and the U.S. Naval Academy. Asked about the Trump administration cutting federal funding to some schools, Lamont Jones, managing editor for education at U.S. News and World Report, responds.
The data that we gather in the process, it takes the better part of a year. And so by the time the new administration came in, and was making cuts, the data that we use was not impacted by the cuts.
But Jones says they could impact next year's rankings. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99, plus 2x points at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Limits apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
active weather pattern in store across the region over the next several days. Scattered showers and storms are likely tonight with a low temperature of 67 degrees. South winds at 5 to 10. Could see some fairly heavy rainfall, up to an inch of rain in a few spots. And rain continues Tuesday with scattered showers and storms. Another inch of rain likely across much of the area, high around 86 degrees. Wednesday, scattered storms and a high temperature of 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good afternoon. We got some weather affecting the traffic flow out in Rutherford County right now. It's a little bit slow, 24 eastbound near 840. Again, dodging some nasty thunderstorms in certain parts of Rutherford. It looks like some of them may be moving into Wilson County as well. Extra travel time out here. It's slow. 40 westbound on the west side there at Whitebridge Road, 46th Avenue, 65, starting to slow down to the north up through Madison. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make it STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em.
Everybody wake up.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
Well, good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome into the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, opening soon on MLK Jr. Boulevard. And it's episode 1748 of The Big Show. I want to say good morning to everybody out there listening in this morning. We've got just 11 days until fall break. Everybody excited about that. Also coming up Friday night, State Farm Prep Football. We're at Blackman, Oakland Blackman. Top two teams in the region. Be a big one. On WGNS and Big GTV, coverage begins at 6, kickoff at 7. MTSU, they're at Kennesaw State, coming up on Saturday, 3:30 airtime here on the Gigantic G. Also, we've got Vanderbilt hosting Utah State. Tennessee is at Ole Miss. The Titans at Houston this weekend.
Is there a name for the Oakland-Blackman rivalry?
That I know of.
I know all the rest of them have names.
Well, Riverdale plays in the Backyard Brawl. Uh-huh. That's with Blackman, and it's the Battle of the Borough with Oakland.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that any others have a name.
I thought you gave a name to the Siegel Oakland.
Well, I call it the Battle of 231.
Right.
Since they're across the street.
I feel like Oakland Blackman needs one. They need a name.
Okay. We'll have to think about that, I guess.
I'm trying to toss him a softball of a topic to talk about, but no, okay.
Well,
I don't know. Do your thing.
I don't know what it would be. Do you have any ideas?
No.
I don't even know, like Coffee County, they play Tullahoma, since they're both in the same county, and they call it the coffee pot game.
Oh, that's a good one.
And they've got an actual trophy that's an old coffee pot, like, and because they've played for 100 years now.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool. There's a
trophy for Battle of the Borough, right?
Yeah, it's actually at L&K right now.
Oh.
Being engraved, the latest years. He told me about that.
Is this just going to keep it to see who wins this year? Or
no, I think we maybe missed a few years because Riverdale had it. Since we've done the trophy, when Riverdale won 2 years ago, that was the only time that they've had the Battle of the Borough trophy. I think it's maybe 10 years for that now. But it's got all of the years on it. It's really pretty cool. Big football.
I've never seen it. And we're part of that, aren't we?
Yes.
And I've never seen it.
I've got a picture of it I can show you.
Oh, thanks.
Someone called it, you could call it Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
Okay. Fire and Ice. I don't see any others that I like. One of them just said, I asked ChatGPT to give me some names. One of them just said, the Blaze versus the Patriots. It's like, okay, well, I feel like that's just what it's called. Someone said you'd call it the Gauntlet. The Gauntlet. Highway 96 rivalry.
Yeah. The Oakland. Well, 96 is at Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Las Casas Pike is.
Mm-hmm. That might be good.
That's the rivalry.
Let's call it that. The 96
Bowl. The rivalry of Highway 96 Bowl is not bad. The Crosstown Clash.
Mm.
But I guess all the schools are kind of crosstown from each other, so yeah. It doesn't really mean anything. I like the Highway 96 Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
You're welcome. I got choked up on that.
Or the Battle of Highway 96.
But we only recognize the Riverdale Oakland one as an official.
Well, except for
trophy.
231, Battle of 231. Apparently, well, he recognizes that.
That's not official.
The Backyard Brawl is official, I guess, because if you look at the Riverdale football schedule, it doesn't say Blackman. It says the Backyard Brawl. And Blackman's schedule.
Well, and last year everybody
Riverdale.
Called that one the Kreisky Bowl.
Yes, and they hate it.
Mm. That tracks. That makes sense.
I think.
Well, it might not always be the Kreisky Bowl either.
Sure.
You
right.
know.
Sure.
Right. The Highway 96 Bowl. That's a good one. There you go. You're welcome. Okay. You got to write that down so you don't forget.
What day is it? Yeah. So that's coming up this week.
See, that took like 4 minutes, and I don't even get a thank you. I just get, I've got to get back to my things. John, you would never. You respect what I bring to the table.
I thanked you for doing the biscuit thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was your idea.
I mean, but you did the research.
That's true.
Ooh. our song of the day.
You know what?
I quit. That's just, my last straw.
Just sometimes, you're just... Exasperating.
Okay. Exasperating. Thanks. Feelings mutual. Here's our song of the day.
The falling leaves.
Let it calm us down a little bit here, maybe.
Drift by the window.
Little Nat King Cole.
The autumn leaves.
Settle us down a little bit.
Autumn leaves. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, really?
Probably not.
I see your.
Dalton was talking just a minute ago about some of the things that he doesn't like with the new iPhone iOS.
Cameras on?
No, not for this show.
Okay.
what's interesting about it, they went from iOS 17 to 26.
I think that was a smart move.
So that's going to be with the year.
They used to just number them, the operating system for the phone. And we were at, what, 17?
17, you said? I think.
We were on iOS 17, and they jumped straight to 26. So now they're doing it with the year instead. And I think that's smart.
Yeah. They update it every year.
They're moving macOS to that, too. So it'll be... So that's the computer operating system. It'll be macOS 26 instead of naming them after national parks like they used to.
Yeah. Or was it national parks or trees or something?
National parks.
National parks.
Mm.
But...
he questioned you.
Well,
the last one was
Sequoia.
Sequoia, which is a type of tree, but is also a national park.
Yeah.
So,
but they've had lion before and leopard and stuff like
so
that.
Yeah. So
they
did like big cats, and then they were like, "There's only like 8 of these," and then they moved to national parks.
There's only, how many national parks are there?
Well, that's why they're moving now to years. So they'll do years for it also.
I was waiting on that Great Smoky Mountain update.
Yeah, they get to us and they can us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's there's a lot of differences in the new iOS. So if you get it, it'll take a little getting used
to. Most of it's just the way it looks.
Yeah, and where things are.
I like the way you say that, if you get it.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Late night in baseball, but there's a key game in San Diego going on. Bottom of the eighth, Padres and Brewers tied 3-3. The Brewers clinched the NL Central title yesterday. The Padres can clinch a playoff berth with a victory. The regular season ends this Sunday. San Francisco's losing again. Bottom of the ninth in the Bay Area. Cardinals up 6-5 on the Giants. The Detroit Lions took the Monday night football game at Baltimore 38-30. Two touchdown runs each for Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. The latter had 12 carries. carries, 151 yards rushing. Lamar Jackson did have three touchdown passes in defeat, but he was sacked seven times. Edge rusher Nick Bosa of San Francisco is out for the year with a torn ACL. Cardinals running back James Conner is out for the season. He'll have foot surgery. Dallas wide receiver CeeDee Lamb could miss a month with an ankle injury. And Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl retired. His son Stephen was promoted to head coach.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. And in order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
The Alley was born from a love of food and family. Every meal is fresh made in-house from recipes passed down over steaming pots of perfection. From our hand-cut steaks to the homemade desserts, everything that comes from our kitchen is specially made for the family that sits at our table. Pull up a chair and share your story.
The Alley on Main, 223 West Main in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew, Tuesday morning, September 23rd. Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. And did I say it's a Tuesday morning?
It's Taco Tuesday.
So it is Taco Tuesday. So we talked in the first hour about the best biscuits. Okay. So I want to expand on that and talk a little bit about, you mentioned biscuits and gravy. Okay. Obviously, biscuits, gravy go together. But what are some different ways that you can have biscuits that
are not gravy?
Yeah.
Butter is a classic.
Butter biscuit.
Butter. Just put some butter. Honey is another classic. Jam.
So just jam or preserves or something on a biscuit.
Molasses.
Forgot about molasses.
Sausage, egg.
Or just sausage.
Or just sausage. Cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits, really, anything you can put on bread, you can put on a biscuit. That's my opinion.
You know,
and make it just a little bit better.
I did want to mention there is an underrated biscuit. It depends on when you get it, but if you go in the mornings, the biscuit selection at Dodge's store is pretty significant.
Do they have a pork chop biscuit?
They do, and it's really good.
Mm.
Well, I think they call it tenderloin, but yeah. Their tenderloin biscuit is really good.
I love a tenderloin biscuit. I also like a fried steak biscuit. Some places have that in the morning.
Yeah, they have it there. That's my favorite from Hardee's.
I don't know that I've had it from Hardee's.
Ooh, you're missing out.
It's really good.
I bet it is good, yeah.
It's good.
It's excellent.
I don't get to Hardee's frequently. It's not convenient for breakfast for me.
Now, McDonald's has a steak biscuit now too, since they brought the steak and egg bagel back.
Mm-hmm.
So, but their steak is, it's not fried and battered.
Yeah, gotta be fried and battered if I'm eating a steak for breakfast.
Boy, that steak's pretty good though, if you've never had it from
McDonald's.
Another
thing I like at breakfast time that I think is very underrated as a breakfast food is pulled pork. Not like barbecue pulled pork, but just shredded pork. They'll put that in an omelet or on a biscuit and whatever, and it's really good. It goes well with like hash browns and that kind of stuff. I know Brunch and Brew, formerly Joe and Doe, has an omelet with pulled pork in it, and so does IHOP. IHOP's Colorado omelet has shredded beef in it. I'm mistaken. Oh. And it's really good. That's what I always get from IHOP.
So this is apparently a Southern thing, and I've been watching these, you know, Cooking with Brenda Gantt. She is an Alabama person, and she makes her homemade biscuits with their whole flour and makes a little bird nest and puts the, you know, Crisco down in there.
You really want to make biscuits.
Yeah, it didn't turn. Mine didn't turn out. They were kind of tough. Didn't rise. But she used white lily, and she white lily self-rising flour.
Mm.
And I had another brand of flour.
Was it self-rising?
It was.
Oh, weird.
But she really says that it's white lily that you need to use. So that's one thing that I might change. But my point about that is I saw her make this recipe, and the first time I had it was when we went to Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg.
Oh, at that biscuit place.
Yes. Well, it was a breakfast place. Mama's something.
Yeah, something like that.
But it was chocolate gravy.
Mm. Farmers has chocolate gravy.
Okay.
That's the first time I had it, I think.
Well, maybe. I just remember having chocolate gravy and thinking, man, this really makes a biscuit. Their biscuits were good at that place. I'm sure people are screaming at their, wherever they're listening to us, that they know the place we're talking about. It's kind of up on a hill there. But, yeah, chocolate gravy, another great addition. Biscuit bites cut into smaller pieces. A biscuit board or a biscuit buffet can have sweet and savory toppings all together. Pepper jelly?
I've had pepper jelly, and it's really good. You wouldn't like it because it can be spicy, but it's really good.
You wouldn't like it.
Like a jalapeno jelly is so good.
You wouldn't like it.
Pimento cheese.
I bet pimento cheese on a biscuit would be pretty good.
I've actually had that. Really? Yeah, it's pretty good.
And this says even pizza sauce and pepperoni.
I've seen that. I've never had it, but yeah. I mean, a biscuit is you can put anything on a biscuit that you can put on bread, and it'll probably taste better.
I can remember my mother on, I think it was Sunday afternoons. I may have the day wrong because I was little. But she would make like 7 sheets of biscuits and would put them in the freezer. And so every day when it was dinner time, she would cook biscuits, and there would be a fight for the last biscuit.
My daughter still does that, freezes biscuits.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think my older brothers had scars on their hands from where the fork went in their hand when they would try to get the last biscuit out of the basket.
To be honest, Pillsbury makes a good biscuit down the frozen. I mean,
they're pretty good.
Just good, you know. You can't hardly beat them.
All right, more Taco Tuesday straight ahead at 7:28.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit ParksAuction.com.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading, and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew on a Tuesday morning, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores at 7:30.
I'm going to give you a break today, Dalton. I'm going to read the birthdays.
I'm just going to walk away.
Well, there's only five of them. Joy DeBlanc, Jamie Fitzpatrick, Rosie Smithia, Patrick Curtis, and Christian Dunlap have birthdays today.
What do you mean you're going to give me a break? That's the segment you're supposed to do. I'm supposed to tell you how to get your birthdays into us.
Yeah, I know.
Which is by calling or texting 615-893-1450 or heading on over.
I think you could do a little bit of both.
WGNSradio.com/birthdays.
You're only here 3 days a week. You'd think you could do a little bit.
I gave you a whole biscuit this morning.
Argue around in the corner. The Wake Up Crew presented by America's Thrift Stores. Opening soon, Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Don't forget, clean, organized, packed with deals. You don't want to miss out on America's Thrift Store in Murfreesboro on MLK Jr. Boulevard. Opening soon.
An active weather pattern in store across the region over the next several days. Scattered showers and storms are likely tonight with a low temperature of 67 degrees. South winds at 5 to 10. Could see some fairly heavy rainfall, up to an inch of rain in a few spots. And rain continues Tuesday with scattered showers and storms. Another inch of rain likely across much of the area, high around 86 degrees. Wednesday, scattered storms and a high temperature of 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center.
Good afternoon. We got some weather affecting the traffic flow out in Rutherford County right now. It's a little bit slow, 24 eastbound near 840. Again, dodging some nasty thunderstorms in certain parts of Rutherford. It looks like some of them may be moving into Wilson County as well. Extra travel time out here. It's slow. 40 westbound on the west side there at Whitebridge Road, 46th Avenue, 65 starting to slow down to the north up through Madison. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make it STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A new report from the Tennessee Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations reveals that the state's crime labs are overwhelmed, prompting calls for expanded or newly built facilities. The issue came into focus following the 2022 murder of Memphis teacher Eliza Fletcher, which exposed a troubling backlog in rape kit testings. While the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation hired more agents to address delays in sexual assault cases, turnaround times for other types of evidence, including firearms testing, have worsened. From August 2022 until January 2025, wait times for firearm results grew from 42 to 67 weeks. TACIR recommends expanding the Nashville and Jackson labs, constructing a larger facility in Knoxville, and establishing a new lab in Chattanooga to handle drug and toxicity testing. The cost for some of the proposed projects could reach $66 million, though final figures remain uncertain. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County, residents are seeing modest relief at the gas pump. Regular unleaded gas is averaging $2.75 per gallon, slightly below the state average of $2.77, and well under the national average of $3.18. While fuel costs remain a talking point, the type of vehicle you drive can make all the difference. A Ford F-150 may cost over $200 for a cross-country trip, while a Tesla Model 3 would make the same journey for under $50. With diesel, premium, and mid-grade prices still elevated, local drivers are keeping a close eye on how fuel costs could impact their fall and winter budgets. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Big savings are on the way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening its newest location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You'll love the clean, well-organized shopping experience. With thousands of new items added every single day, it really is a new store every day. Find up to 70% off main brand clothing, home goods, and more thanks to generous local donations. America's Thrift Stores, where it's a new store every day. For details, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, rolling along here on a Taco Tuesday. And we have new restaurants opening all the time, getting close to In-N-Out Burger, but also out there on Medical Center Parkway. Turns out, we went to Bona Beef, and it was their soft opening. Mm-hmm. They just opened last week, but we went before they actually officially had the ribbon cutting.
And I have heard stories, people traveling from other states to come to Bona Beef. It's one of those places where people, they go up north and they, you know,
yeah,
they try it and then they want and they live away, but people are driving hours to come to Bona Beef in Murfreesboro.
Well, Gabriel Fancher, who I know, he teaches out at Rockvale, he was there when we were there, and he said he's been waiting because he didn't have to travel. Mm. So he was one of those that would travel there to eat the Chicago beef sandwich.
And it was very good.
Did you get a Chicago beef sandwich?
I did. I got, and I will say this, I thought they look a little small in the picture, so I got the large sandwich. That was a mistake. I mean, it was huge. It was like a foot long from Subway size. Mm. It was very big. And I got the one, I don't remember what they call it, but I got the one with the spicy peppers on it, and it was very, very good. I mean, it was excellent.
They have like pickled okra in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of their
pickled okra, jalapenos, green onions, those things. It was very good. And then we had an appetizer, which was the beef breaded and fried, little balls of it, and it was really good.
I discovered you can get a dipping sauce or different things. I discovered that it tastes really good with marinara sauce.
Hmm. They bring some out to your table.
Yeah. So there are different sauces that you can put on it. Heather got the onion rings, and they taste exactly like the ones at Sonic. So if you like Sonic's onion rings, you can get those there. They have crinkle fries.
And she got, this would be like a good low-carb option if you wanted the beef, but no bread. They have a bowl that's got it in there, and it's got the beef in the middle with cheese, and then it's got sausage on it.
You can also get Chicago hot dogs there, and
it has an
things.
Ice cream shop inside. Yep. Too. Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream's good.
Now,
you had a large and an ice cream.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that caloric content.
I was what the kids would call a big back last week.
So you get it dipped in the beef broth or whatever. Mm. You can have it not that way. You can get it dry. And there's also baptized, where they just dunk the whole thing.
Wow.
So
if you don't like soggy bread, get it dry and dip it yourself.
That was my only thing. By the time I got to the end, it was a little soggy on the back end.
Oh, I love soggy bread.
Yeah.
Do you? Well,
you'll like it.
It was good. So have some snack food stuff for you now.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Some things rolling out here. Oreos, Reese's Cookie, we tried that. They are coming out nationwide in September, as well as we tried the Oreo Cup, the Reese's Oreo Cup. Mm-hmm. They have a cookie. It's an Oreo cookie with Reese's in it. That's coming out
thanks
in
to
September.
John, we had that.
Yes. Doritos Collisions. It's a Stranger Things a pizza and Cool Ranch flavor. So it's Cool Ranch and pizza flavored Doritos in one bag. That's a Stranger Things collab. That'll be limited time. Doritos Mini Glow-in-the-Dark Spicy Sweet Chili Canister. Limited time packaging for Halloween. Cheez-Its. Hot Honey flavor. which is a hot honey. If you haven't had it, it's really good. So you can get a hot honey flavored Cheez-It that's coming out. Pringles, six new flavors coming out for the fall, including cinnamon sugar and the Pringles Mingles, mini flavors, new flavors of all of that kind of stuff. Lay's, wavy loaded nacho flavor potato chip. Lay's kettle cooked cheesy buffalo dip potato chip. Goldfish, pumpkin spice graham crackers, back for the fall. They're rolling out now. Chai latte cookies from Pepperidge Farms. Little Debbie fall gingerbread cookies, making a seasonal return. Little Debbie brownie pumpkins, also making a seasonal return. Butterfinger marshmallow, new flavor coming out in September. Crunch bar, like a crunch bar. Everybody likes a crunch bar. For Halloween this year, they're doing a crunch white chocolate candy bar that's returning after a 20-year hiatus. Kit Kat has new Counts, which is a Halloween pack format. It's a smaller Kit Kat. Reese's Mini Pumpkins Unwrapped, a new seasonal piece. And Twizzler's Ghost, new Halloween-shaped Twizzlers coming out soon.
All right, that's your snack food report.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor, you visit urgent care over and over again, and it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know. Let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Murfreesboro Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, pressure, pain, congestion? Set an appointment today with Murfreesboro Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 615-649-4590. 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The Wake Up Crew finishing up here on this Tuesday morning. Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Don't forget, you can make your donations now, opening. We're going to tell you about something about that tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. But they're bringing you the Wake Up Crew today. Jamie Demas is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Part of the Demas family, of course. He's the manager of the new location inside the Student Union Building. Nominated for his hard work and dedication in managing that new location. So, Jamie, congratulations on being today's Good Neighbor of the Day. From Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS. To get us a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor gets them here to us as well. And once you take care of all of that, well, we'll take care of the rest once you get that information to us here at WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I realized I have a road rage problem when my granddaughter shouted, "Pick a lane!" while in her car seat.
Replay.
Well, you went with me to give it the thumbs up.
I did.
We don't like to give
it. I don't think it was quite thumbs down bad. But it wasn't good.
We also didn't want to give him 2 thumbs down 2 days in a row.
I also, yeah, I still don't know that I get it.
Did you feel intimidated a little bit?
No.
Okay. I do. I feel a little intimidated.
I don't know that I get the joke there.
Well, it's a road rage problem. She's in her car seat.
Correct.
Experiencing road rage, so she's the problem. Right?
No.
Oh, I didn't get it either then. Thumbs down.
Yeah, I don't really understand the joke, I don't think. Is it like she's learning those words?
Yeah. And she's learning that from me, so I apparently have a road rage.
That's having to really go deep for a dad joke.
Apparently have a road rage problem.
If we completely misunderstood the joke, can we change our score?
Let's don't give him anything.
Oh, that's a new wrinkle.
No.
Abstain.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I wish that was every day.
So we have now thumbs up, thumbs down, or abstain.
We wish we could abstain from your jokes every day, too.
We can make that happen. What have we learned today?
Threat.
What are you threatening? To not do the joke anymore?
No.
I've got 150 on my cell phone I can get if we need to.
Well, I've been trying to get fired from the show for a long time.
We would never get a thumbs up if you and I did it.
Oh, no.
No. We learned. Did anybody take notes? Okay. Well, okay.
We talked a lot of food stuff.
Biscuits.
Biscuits all
morning.
Why did
we talk biscuits?
Because it's National Biscuit Month.
Nobody's heard that this whole hour, which is why I asked that.
Well, it was a continuation from yesterday. We talked about National Biscuit Month.
We teased it yesterday.
Yeah.
It was, of course, we talked lots of biscuits. We listed the top 10 places in Murfreesboro to get a biscuit,
yeah,
according to Yelp.
Helping our students.
Yes.
People are listening.
Yes. We talked about Bona Beef, new place. Yeah. I would recommend going. It's probably busier now.
It was in-depth. It was an in-depth study.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. I love new restaurants, and, you know, it was not disappointing. We've had a couple of restaurants that are from other places that opened here that have been a little disappointing.
Now, if you get the protein bowl, what kind of sauce would you put on that? Would you put sauce on it?
I mean, it comes with the gravy on it,
okay,
the au jus, the broth. So, but we've had some places that have opened that people were excited for that were disappointing. I was not disappointed in Bona Beef. I thought it was very good. So,
and Brian concurred.
He did. That's
right. And we had a brilliant snack food report.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Some new things coming out. That's really all we've talked about. We went pretty in depth on biscuits.
Yeah, we did.
So,
yeah, that is, I believe.
Oh, of course, the Highway 96 Bowl. We named the rivalry between Oakland and Blackman here on the show. I already forgot about it, so.
It'll be all the rage.
I guess that shows how it sticks. Now, D&J is going to come in and, like, steal it. Monty was listening to our show or whatever. He's going to steal it and use it.
Going out with our song of the day from Nat King Cole. Fall song. Have a good day.
The autumn leaves.
An active weather pattern in store across the region over the next several days. Scattered showers and storms are likely tonight with a low temperature of 67 degrees. South winds at 5 to 10. Could see some fairly heavy rainfall, up to an inch of rain in a few spots. And rain continues Tuesday with scattered showers and storms. Another inch of rain likely across much of the area, high around 86 degrees. Wednesday, scattered storms and a high temperature of 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the WGNS